Good morning and welcome to the Midweek Devotion Coffee with Ann. How's your coffee this morning? If you have stepped outside in the mornings of this Labor Day holiday, it has felt like the 1st of October, not the first days of September. And a hot cup tastes especially good to me on cool mornings. Today we are back to humid and hot, but not 90 plus. Enjoy yours. Now, join me this morning in looking at verses I've not really thought much about before. From the book of Genesis, chapter 3, verses 8 and 9 and 21. Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And they hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man, "Where are you?" We have all heard some version of the story of Adam and Eve, the serpent, and the fruit of the tree of good and evil. Chapter 3 in Genesis is titled, "The Fall of Man." The main idea I have always gotten from this story, passed down orally for centuries and centuries, and thought to be recorded around the time of Moses, is that God gave Adam and Eve free rein over the garden he created, with one limitation, not to eat of the tree of good and evil. Then Satan came along in the guise of a snake and convinced Eve that God was not being truthful with them, when he told them not to eat of the tree. He convinced Eve this was the best fruit and the most powerful, and she ate and then gave it to Adam, and he ate too. As a result, they were dismissed from the garden and had to survive on their own efforts to scratch a living from the ground. The main lesson I got from this as a child was, cross God and you will suffer. I missed verse 9 and 21. Verse 9, but the Lord God called to the man, "Where are you?" Adam and Eve just made the biggest mistake in judgment of all time, and God is calling them. Wow. And after explaining the consequences of their distrust for his wisdom, the Lord God made garments of skin for Adam and his wife and clothed them. Verse 21. They messed up big time, and there was clearly a consequence. But the most important part of the story to me is the nature of God himself. He called to them. He did not abandon them. He even went so far as to make clothes for them for their comfort. These verses turn out to be very comforting as well as instructive. We know what's good and what's evil, what's a good decision, what's a bad decision, and can make either good choices or bad choices. For choices that oppose the wisdom of God, the love of God for us, there will be human earthly consequences. But the Lord will speak to us. Have you ever had that thought in your head or that tightness in your chest that speaks clearly? Is this really what you want to do? Sometimes we listen, but sometimes the voice is ignored and the pressure to follow friends or messages on Facebook or Instagram or whatever, or just us wanting to do what we want to do, takes over. Recently, I was out with the dog, Apollo, and listened and counted the chimes from the Catholic Church a couple of blocks away. 8 bells, 8 o'clock, marking the beginning of my day. The church bell chimes every hour. But once the day begins with house stuff and computer, I miss out. It occurred to me that those chimes could be a reminder to pray, a reminder to give thanks, a reminder to stop and behold, a reminder to ask for the Lord's leading through the day, a reminder to tell the Lord, I'm sorry for my mistakes. As in our Genesis story, God is calling me. How does he call you? Maybe you and I could set a pleasant alarm on our phones for the hours of the day we are most distracted and be reminded of God's calling. Take a moment, even if you're busy at work. In the time it takes to stop the phone vibration, your mind can say, thank you, Lord, for loving me. Here we are in the third chapter of Genesis with the whole Bible ahead of us, and the story of the biggest mistake of all time is laid out for humanity, but it is followed by our biggest relief. Whatever mistakes and judgment we ever make in our lives, God is calling us. No matter how down and out we are, God is calling us. No matter how guilty and ashamed we are, our Lord will still call to us, clothe us with his love, and walk with us through the consequences of our choices. Let us pray together. Precious Lord, each day is a new start. Help us to rise with you and acknowledge you during the passing of the day's hours. Thank you, Lord, for loving us so much and never leaving us. In your precious name, we pray. Amen. Thank you for being with me this morning, and may the Lord bless you and keep you and yours.